January 22. Look at the pattern. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. The worker for God is not left without a pattern. He is given an example which, if followed, will make him a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. He is bidden to glorify God by carrying out unselfish aims and purposes. The Lord understands man's nature, and he holds up before him the laws of the kingdom of heaven, which he is to honor and obey. He places the Bible in his hands as the guidebook that will show him what is truth and what he must do in order to inherit eternal life. This book draws the attention from temporal interests to spiritual realities. It tells man, fallen and sinful though he is, that he can become a prince and a king in the heavenly courts, an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. God sees how strong man's inclination is to accumulate earthly treasure, and in the highways and byways of life his voice is heard saying, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Mark 8:36. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:19-21. God's messengers are commissioned to take up the very work that Christ did while on this earth. They are to give themselves to every line of ministry that he carried on. With earnestness and sincerity, they are to tell men of the unsearchable riches and the immortal treasures of heaven. They are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are to repeat heaven's offers of peace and pardon. They are to point to the gates of the city of God, saying, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:14. He expects everyone to work for him according to his several ability. Man's activity is not to be repressed, but sanctified and rightly directed. Manuscript 27, January 22, 1907, The New England Sanitarium.